Welcome to Sharjah Cricket Stadium for this contest between UAE and Pakistan. Inverex Solar Energy presents Bengal Flower Tri-Nation Series 2025. Nice carry to the keeper. Edge and over the keeper's head for four. Extra bit of bounce. He's pretty tall. Hits the length again, and Farhan, well, he means business. Anything short and wide is going to go after it. Full shot. Played extremely well. A bowling. I thought I heard something.
Yep. Roll of fingers. Surprise, Sabzada. And he's been cleaned up. What a start for UAE.
Sagira.
That's a massively good drive. He's a stylish player. Once he plays that drive and it gets to the fence, he looks $1 million. I think your basic fundamentals need to stay solid. That's hit hard for four. Intentionally put up in the air and just about makes it over the rope. Edge, no slips, four. There's the pull shot again. And it's gone over the rope, I think, for the second six of the over. Just a little bit more attacking in that mindset. Oh, that's gone through, that's bowled.
And talking about Fakhar Zaman, he's facing him for the first time.
Gotcha.
That's better. This is better. Sam Ayoub.
DP.
Oh, that is some shot in the slot this time. It's aerial, more glorious.
Crushed away, too much width. And Sam Ayoub doesn't need a second invitation. Pulled away, nicely helped on his way, and has gone all the way. He's been very good today in picking up length. Starts off with a short one and is dealt with again. This is not the length that you want to bowl at Sam Ayoub. Edged away, this will also race to the fence, but doesn't matter because Sam Ayoub gets to his fourth T20I 50. It's come off just 25 deliveries, and to go with his 6-4s, he's also hit four sixes. So Pakistan going along rather swiftly, courtesy Sam Ayoub. Oh, that's it. That's the length you want to hit. The edge found, and the captain departs. Lovely bowling. Bit of extra bounce does the trick.
Coming in nice and straight. Slightly fuller, got that outside edge, and Rahul Chopra celebrates. UAE in picking wickets regularly.
Slow one, but outside off stump, so they...
And here it is, the one we spoke about. Stand and deliver. Wonderfully executed. Over extra, not an easy angle to strike. Well, there's an appeal and it's been given. The batter seems to be in a state of shock.
And there was some sound, Salman. There was something.
Well, if there was some sound, then feather of an edge. And this one is edged over third for another boundary. Hassan goes big. The connection is decent. And decent enough to go for a six. Yeah, once again, pace and length, both working in the favour of the batter. Big it is this time. And it will sail over on the longer side of the boundary. But this looks good. And the chance for the fielder, but it goes through his hands. Goes for another six.
Heather Ali's back in for his final spell. Starts off with a full toss and pumped away. Thumped out of the ground.
It's into the orbit. A monster six. It's a 50 as well for somebody who's absolutely oozing with talent. Hassan Nawaz, 50 of just 24.
Boundary hitter.
Catch it is the call. He sliced it. And it's gone all the way. A little bit of slice. Oh, well collected by the keeper. Umpire raises the finger. Took his time, but I think he got it right in the end. Have a look at this wonderful keeping effort there. Very good catch. They carry on. Can get to over 200. That is some shot there. That really is brilliantly played. Edges it to the fielder in the deep, who catches it comfortably. And it's an early exit for Harris.
And just signaled to his captain that I was bowling for that. Slower delivery outside off some short. That's why I didn't carry the edge. Goes straight to third. I'm very happy with that.
Short over point. And he found the fielder. And in the process, I think something happened to his bat as well. And, well, that's the reason. Well, in tennis, you're probably fined for breaking your racket. I don't know whether we're playing by tennis rules or not. Gets it past the man at cover. Gets it past the man at long off. Up in the air. This is going to be some catch. It's gone to one of the better fielders, and I think he's held on to it. Has he? This was hit high in the sky. And for a moment, Nawaz felt that he was in business, but have a look at that catch. Now that is such a clean hit and a great six. Slashes it past the infield on the offside, a little bit of width, it's not working. That's gone up in the air. Don't feed him there because he's an excellent player of the pull shot. Didn't catch it in the middle of the wood, but they run well to pick up three. There's the big shot in the slot. 200 comes up as a result of that meaty blow down the ground. And out. Well caught at mid-wicket. A regular, normal delivery. It's not a no ball.
And the back of the hand, slow one into the pitch. That's why the timing wasn't as good as Hassan Ali wanted. He goes 9 of just 6 deliveries, 203 for 8.
It's a good delivery. He wants 2. Salman Mirza has got to go, actually. What was he thinking?
Yeah, down the ground is never going to be 2. And hesitation from Salman. The end of the innings, you've got to sacrifice. Rahim Ashraf needs to be on strike to be able to hit big.
Puts it up in the air. Vapis has the call, which means come back. And so they take 2 of the last ball of the innings. Oh, another run out. So it doesn't really worry Pakistan because they've achieved the milestone. I think they'd set themselves up to get to over 200. And so Pakistan all out.